Donald Trump once had a feng shui master. Back in the mid-1990s, when he was building the Trump International Hotel and Tower just off Central Park, Mr. Trump consulted with Pun Yin, who is an expert in the Chinese practice of trying to harmonize with one's surroundings. Master Pun Yin, as she's called, joins us now in our studios. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome. My honor.
When you worked with Donald Trump, did you get the impression that he bought into feng shui, or he just thought it was a good idea for business reasons?
He needed to make his brand known to the Chinese. And so that's why, you know, it was for a marketing purpose.
Did you meet him?
Yes.
And?
Well, you know, anyone who is useful to him, he will be nice and charming to. And I was fortunate to be in that category.
Master Pun Yin, have you seen pictures of the Oval Office over the years?
Yes.
Please let me get you, because I did want to ask you, whoever the next president of the United States is, would you give him or her advice on how to rearrange that office in accord with your feng shui principles?
The next president better to smart and balance the energy in the space. Anyone gets into the office, unless the feng shui is improved, will always have divisions that is self-destruct.
The couple of times I've been in there, you notice immediately that the desk is not facing the window.
And it's facing the fireplace, yeah, which is of the fire element. And that was bad for Bill Clinton's Chinese astrology chart. Now, you know, for the two candidates we have now, mm-hmm, Hillary Clinton has all five elements, more balance. She could handle that. But Mr. Trump has very imbalanced Chinese astrology chart, missing the water and intense in the earth energy. That's why he holds grudges. And he's very aggressive because there's no softening character. And that's why Ivanka and Kellyanne is the most important woman in his life and in his aspiration.
Ivanka Trump and Kellyanne, yes, Conway is his campaign manager. Yeah.
Right, because both are the yin energy woman representation that softens him. So if people want a good president like Donald Trump in the, mm-hmm, future, it almost needs to be a package deal. These two strong women works with him.
Well, we have you here. I'm looking through a glass in our studio at our engineer. So I have good feng shui, but you, unfortunately, have to look at me in a wall. So we're not putting you in a good position for feng shui, are we?
You have very positive energy. So,
you
uplift the studio. And this is the real, the authentic form of feng shui is like that. The person have good energy, mm-hmm, is 50% of the picture. The good location of feng shui makes the person whole. And Trump, has the energy that is something that really requires good feng shui around him and nature and good woman to neutralize him.
Feng Shui Master Pun Yin, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, you're welcome.